Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually fascinating topics in your entire GCSE physics course, electric fields. This is section 3.10 on the OCR specification, and whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year. So let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how electric fields are created, how to draw them perfectly to earn every mark on a diagram question, and if you're going for higher tier, you'll know how to explain sparking and ionization using the exact language the mark scheme is looking for. I've seen thousands of exam scripts, and I can tell you, the students who do well on this topic aren't necessarily the ones who are the cleverest. They're the ones who know the rules, use the right words, and never make the same mistakes twice. So let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute foundation. What is an electric field? An electric field is a region of space around a charged object where another charged object experiences a force. That's the definition you need to know. Write it down. A region of space around a charged object where another charged object experiences a force. The force is called an electrostatic force, and this is crucial. It is not a magnetic force. I cannot stress this enough. Every year, candidates lose marks by writing magnetic when they mean electrostatic or electric. These are completely different things. Now, how do objects become charged in the first place? The answer is friction. When you rub two insulators together, think of a plastic rod being rubbed with a cloth. Electrons are transferred from one material to the other. Here's the key word, electrons, not protons. Protons are fixed in the nucleus and cannot move. It is always, always electrons that move. The object that loses electrons becomes positively charged. The object that gains electrons becomes negatively charged. This is one of the most commonly tested points in the entire topic, and one of the most commonly got wrong. Candidates write, protons move to the cloth, and immediately lose the mark. Remember, protons stay put. Electrons are the mobile charge carriers in solids. Now let's talk about how we represent electric fields visually, because drawing questions are worth easy marks if you know the rules. Electric fields are shown using field lines, also called lines of force. These are imaginary lines that show the direction a positive test charge would move if placed in the field. There are four golden rules for drawing field lines, and you need to know all four. Rule one, arrows always point away from positive charges and towards negative charges. Think of it this way. Positive charges repel positive test charges, so the lines go outward. Negative charges attract positive test charges, so the lines go inward. Away from positive, towards negative. Rule 2. For an isolated spherical charge, the field lines are radial. They spread out symmetrically in all directions from the center, like the spokes of a wheel, or like rays from the sun. They must be evenly spaced around the charge. Rule 3. Field lines must touch the surface of the charged object. They cannot float in midair near the surface. They start or end right at the surface. Rule 4. And this is the one students most often forget. Field lines must never cross each other. If two field lines crossed, it would mean a charge at that point would experience two different forces in two different directions simultaneously, which is physically impossible. So if your lines are crossing, something has gone wrong. Now, how do we show that a field is stronger in one place than another? The answer is the spacing of the field lines. Closer together means stronger field. Further apart means weaker field. So near the surface of a charged sphere, the lines are close together, the field is strong. Further away, the lines spread out, the field is weaker. When an examiner asks you to describe how the diagram shows the field is stronger near the charge, your answer must reference the spacing of the field lines. Saying the field is stronger near the charge without mentioning the line spacing will not earn the mark. Now, for those of you on higher tier, we need to talk about sparking, and this is where things get really exciting. Imagine you have a very highly charged object, perhaps a Van de Graaff generator or a thundercloud. The charge builds up, creating a very large potential difference between the charged object and its surroundings. A large potential difference means a very strong electric field. Here's what happens next. The strong electric field exerts a force on the electrons in the air molecules around the charged object. If the field is strong enough, it can actually rip electrons away from those air molecules. This process is called ionization. The air molecules, having lost electrons, become ions. They are now electrically charged particles. Ionized air is a conductor. Once the air becomes conductive, charge can flow through it, and that flow of charge is what we see as a spark. So the sequence is high potential difference, then strong electric field, then ionization of air, then conductive path, then spark. For higher tier marks, you must use three specific terms: potential difference, ionization, and conductive path. If your answer contains all three in the right context, you will earn full marks. If you just say, the charge jumps across, you will earn zero. Think of lightning as the ultimate example. A thundercloud builds up a massive charge. The potential difference between the cloud and the ground becomes enormous. The electric field ionizes the air between them, a conductive channel forms, and then, crack, a lightning bolt. That's exactly the same physics as a spark from a Van de Graaff generator, just on a much larger scale.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle.
Tip 1. When a question says, draw the electric field around a charged sphere, use a ruler for the radial lines. Freehand wobbly lines look unprofessional and may not earn the mark if the examiner cannot tell whether they are truly radial. Draw at least 6 lines, evenly spaced, and make sure your arrows are clear.
Tip 2. The command word explain always requires a cause and effect chain. Use the word because to link your ideas. For example, the field is stronger near the charge because the field lines are more closely spaced. That's a complete explanation. The field is stronger near the charge on its own is just a description. It won't earn the explain mark.
Tip 3. For higher tier sparking questions, structure your answer in 3 steps. Step 1. State that the potential difference is large, creating a strong electric field. Step 2. State that the strong field ionizes the air by removing electrons from air molecules. Step 3. State that the ionized air forms a conductive path, allowing charge to flow as a spark. 3 steps, 3 marks.
Tip 4. Never confuse the cause of charging with the effect of charging. The cause is electron transfer due to friction. The effect is that the charged object creates an electric field and exerts a force on other charges. These are 2 separate ideas, and examiners will test them separately.
Tip 5. Remember that like charges repel and opposite charges attract. This affects the direction of the force on a charge placed in a field. A positive charge placed in a field will experience a force in the direction of the field lines. A negative charge will experience a force in the opposite direction to the field lines.
Time for our quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready?
Question 1. What is transferred when 2 insulators are rubbed together? Electrons. Question 2. In which direction do electric field lines point? Away from positive, towards negative. Question 3. What does closely spaced field lines indicate? A stronger electric field.
Question 4. Name the 3 key terms needed to explain sparking at higher tier: potential difference, ionization, and conductive path.
Question 5. Can electric field lines ever cross each other?
No, never.
How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread that section of your notes.
Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember for the exam.
1. Objects become charged by friction. Electrons are transferred, never protons. 2. Electric field lines go away from positive and towards negative charges. 3. Field lines are radial around a point charge, touch the surface, and never cross. 4. Closer field lines mean a stronger field. You must say this to earn the mark. 5. For higher tier sparking, potential difference creates a strong field which ionizes the air, forming a conductive path for the spark. You've got this. Electric fields is one of those topics where, if you know the rules, you can walk into the exam with real confidence, practice drawing field line diagrams until it's second nature, and make sure you can write out that sparking explanation from memory.
Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exams. I'm rooting for you. See you in the next episode.